It's a privilege tonight to be able to listen to the testimony of a man who has been part of this church for many, many years. I've known John ever since we first came here to Newcastle Fellowship Baptist Church. I remember, in fact, when Tatiana and I, when I was preaching for a call on October the 5th, 2003, in the morning, I preached. At nighttime, we shared our testimonies, and then there was a time for an open forum for questions and answers. And I remember John. I don't know if you remember this, John. You asked me a question during that time on October the 5th, 2003. You asked me, what is your view of the relationship between our church and the other churches in our area, churches that aren't even evangelical? I'll never forget that question. And it showed to me that you're a very thoughtful man, that you are a cross-centered, gospel-centered man. And if you know anything about John, John is taught a Bible study for years and years and years in this church. Every Thursday night, a walk through the Word Bible study. But in these last few years, John has had a real trying time, a difficult time. But the Lord has taken him out of that. And he called me a little while ago, a few months ago, and we started talking more and more on a regular basis. And he asked if he could share what the Lord has done in his life. And I said, absolutely, John. So John, come and share with us what God has done in your life. Come on up. Let us know what the Lord has done for you, John.
Good morning, folks. We have a song that I'd encourage you to listen to the words of, The Wings of a Dove. The body grows weak. The spirit grows numb. Troubles he had some, but wasn't forgotten. Well, I'm going to tell you a story. It's true. It's about the big D. D for depression. D for disaster. It's an amazing thing that depression, being Mental Health Week, many people suffer depression, don't they? In one form or another. And giant despair, he knew what despair was. And he really laid it on thick if you read Pilgrim's Progress. Depression is one thing. It has different levels and reasons for. despair is primarily what I would like to address. It was April of 2014, just after our granddaughter was born. My daughter noticed that I was not very responsive. It didn't occur to me that something was happening in my very soul. My book, 7 Mile Walk Back Home, was released around Christmas of 2014, for those of you that got a copy. I was working on the second book in the series, On the Wings of a Snow White Dove, inspired by our granddaughter's birth. It never occurred to me that surprises were ahead. For the next 2 years, I continued leading the Walk Through the Bible ministry. Folks were aware that I was changing. Attendance at church services stopped by the end of 2014. Wham! I fell into a deep, dark hole, slipped sliding away into the shadows of my mind. Of depression. A ring of fire, as Johnny Cash would sing. And the flames grew higher and it burned, burned, burned. And for the next 3 years, from mid-2014 to 2017, my life was changed. Big time. I became immobilized to the point of withdrawing from life. And I'd never been depressed before in my life. And not desiring to do anything but retreat and sleep in the other room. My family couldn't understand what was happening to me. They weren't the only ones. Since coming back to reality this past spring, I've come to understand that despair and depression had gripped me. I had tried antidepressant medication, treatment for diabetes, eye laser treatments for retinopathy. Combine these factors with unresolved conflicts due to trauma events, I was reduced to being frozen in a dream world and a warped sense of time, not knowing what day or time it was. Knowing me to go over to a store, showing up at the door and give the lady a fright. I thought it was nighttime and it was day. I didn't understand what was going on. Living in the shadows of my mind, sense of time, not knowing what day or time of day it was. Conversation with others had become a burden, and the ill health prevailed. By God's grace and love, along with prayer on my behalf, I've been revived. God does not forsake us or forget us, but sends us his pure, sweet love on the wings of a snow-white dove. When troubles surround us, oh yes, and evil comes from Satan. He's mean, you know. Giant despair, he was mean. Key characteristic of Satan, he's mean. The body grows weak and the spirit grows numb. But our loving Lord sends us his love to set us free. Truly nothing but the blood of Jesus cleanses us and heals us. I hope to release my second book this year to be a blessing to those who are in a deep, dark hole. Without revealing there is no healing. God has to discipline us sometimes. Not very pleasant, but indeed he does. Don't be surprised if some folks don't understand. Better felt than tell. There is no healing until there's revealing. Our Lord has to discipline us at times. Satan will use a litany of lies, the great deceiver, to deceive us. In my case, time became an illusion. Man was made for eternal life. God works within the frame of time now as a fallen race. It's an illusion. The Holy Spirit had to bring my soul back to him through revealing what really was happening. Jesus touches our souls in so many ways, and he is our best friend who has promised to see us through the trials of life. We need prayer, forgiveness, and his love in a time of trouble. My prayer for anyone who is in a dark place: the Holy Spirit will see you through according to his will. His love endures forever. Amen. We need to listen to grace. I want to mention one thing here. I was deceived into believing things would happen in the future when I lived in my cocoon, my dark cocoon. I was condemned. There's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. In realizing this and these things were really happening in my past and had to be dealt with, trauma produces some serious after effects, and a number of people will be mentioned in my book about how they dealt with trauma. So, good folks, be encouraged. He can lift you, take you out of the dark place, and set your feet on higher ground. And please pray for one another. And I will pray for you. Please pray for me, my family. And I would be remiss if I didn't point out two wonderful human beings in my life. My dear wife, she cooked my meals. If it hadn't been for her, I would have starved to death. And as you can see, I haven't starved to death. And my dear lovely daughter, Rachel. I've come to appreciate her. I know a little bit more what she's been through. And she's mentioned in the book too. God bless you, and keep on trusting in the Lord.